Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I have to say this. I definitely have to say this. That lineup is totally in the Gen Z language. Sick. Good afternoon, Reverend Pastor Matebula, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Afternoon, Luke. Thank you for having us.
You understand what that means? That lineup is sick.
Yeah. No. We understand the lingo. We're not that old for that matter.
Good afternoon, Rev. How are you doing?
We are so good. We are so excited. Thank you for having us in your beautiful studio this afternoon.
Lovely to have you with me. I must say, I am feeling, I don't know, it's a weird word to use, but I'm also feeling like I'm feeling so important. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because I think at some point I was supposed to have a conversation with you guys last week, and you had been traveling.
All right.
And I felt like, oh, I've lost them. So they're not coming on my show. So who's coming? And then they were like, no. It's going to be rearranged. They're going to come in. So I'm like, am I that important to still have you come in here?
You are. As a child of God, you are very special. We look down upon yourself.
Really, really love it. Okay. Now, we're talking victorious, but firstly, I must really, really give you guys an applause for the work that you're doing at your church, Hope Ministries International. It's really beautiful. I remember a couple of months ago, actually, I think last year, I just come back from the Eastern Cape, and I was with a friend of mine in Krugersdorp, and she was like, no, that's the church I go to. I'm like, oh, is that Rev Matebula's church? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think it was at that point where I had seen a clip of you, Pastor Matebula, yeah. And I was like, so she also preaches. What are the chances?
My goodness.
And you know the expectations we generally have, obviously, yeah. when the husband is in ministry and quite forward in ministry, we're thinking, oh, she's the beautiful face behind, and she sits there. And and she takes care of the flock, you know, but she doesn't say much. But man, you guys are doing beautiful work.
Thank you so much.
Now let's get straight into it. We're talking Victorious Conference. Yes, and as I was saying, I think I got shivers down my spine when I heard the lineup. I'm like, you guys are securing such anointed and, you know, good speakers for your conference. Let's talk about it. First, let's start here. Why Victorious Conference? I want us to start there. Why? And I'm getting the feel that it's not the first time. It's happening every other year. Why the Victorious Conference?
So we started, you know, just to proclaim to the girls and the women who are coming to the conference, just to say you are victorious, regardless of where you are and what you are battling with. Just for you to understand that, you know, as much as we are fighting in life, we're fighting some, you know, we've got some health challenges and whatever, marital challenges, children that we are raising, which are unruly and things like that. But you need to understand that we are not fighting for victory, but we are fighting from the position of victory. Yeah. We are victorious, therefore, we need to continue to fight until victory, you know, is our portion as well.
And just to remind people to say we are victorious. Mm. You know, you look at that statement, it's not just a name of an organization, but it's a proclamation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a prophetic.
Yeah.
Just reminding people, you know, to say you are victorious.
Mm.
It's not about where you are.
Yeah.
But this is your position. You might be struggling now, but this is where you belong. And so I think the whole concept comes from there.
I really love how Pastor Matebula just said, you know, we're not fighting. This is always my line. I'm sure the listeners know by now. We're not fighting for victory, but we are already in a place of victory, waiting for it to actually manifest. Yeah. So I love the sound of that. Now, I'm getting the feel that this is not the first time you're having this conference.
Actually, this is our 12th one.
Yeah.
If my memory serves me well, this is our 12th one. Actually, we started a few years ago.
So it means 12 years already.
12 years in existence.
Calling it a victorious.
Victorious. We had, you know, conferences for women, but specifically this one, we called it victorious because I had some, you know, struggle. I didn't speak because of my vocal challenges. I had a thyroid operation and they tampered with some nerve and I couldn't speak for 2 years.
What?
And they told me that I can't speak anymore and let alone preaching. Preaching was something that
was out of the radar.
Yes, and God being God, here am I today. So then when I received my miracle, then I decided I am victorious. Actually, let's change this conference because I decided I'm going to speak during that conference, even though I didn't have a speaking voice. I went there by faith and I prophesied to say I'm going to do it. And I called that the theme for the conference. It was a women's conference. The theme was victorious. And then I stood there. And I opened my mouth. At first, you know, nothing came out. But after a few seconds, something came out.
Can you imagine what was happening with me?
And yeah. I was gasping and I was, but I did that. And I think a lot of people, you know, they were just feeling sorry for me. They were excited. They didn't know what to do. And from then, you know, we didn't look back. I didn't look back. I decided I'm just going to use the little that I have. Even as I sound now, I sound a bit horsey and things like that. But I'm grateful for
it. But it still doesn't stop you from proclaiming the name
of
the Lord.
I decided I'm not going to stop. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
This is actually, as I'm sitting here, I was reading a post by Sisanele Mboganzi. And I was reading, you know, how positive she's always been. She's talking about how discouraged she has been sometimes and how okay it is to actually say, I'm not okay now. Yeah. So as you're speaking, I'm thinking, man, this is actually a word of encouragement. And as I sit there, she's not delusional. It's going to happen. I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
I want to come to you, Rev.
Yeah.
You know, it's as I listen to Mama, it's sounding as if this is a women's conference. And, you know, sometimes I was talking to you earlier, I was saying I was blown away to hear her speak because we always think, it's your ministry, you know, he's in the lead and whatnot.
Yeah.
What pushes you or what made you from the beginning to say, yes, this is a women's conference, but I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I'm going to be just as much a part of this and support this in happening. Why are you so much behind it?
I always had a belief of saying, you know, a husband should be a cultivator.
Mm.
Everything around you must come alive.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, I felt the assignment of releasing Pindi, which is my wife, into her ministry.
Yeah.
And I knew that she's called of God. And for her to glow and to become who is she? Who is she?
The helper stepped in.
Yeah, helper. So I had to come in and do exactly what God wants me to do in her life. So, and to release her and to support her and to say, you can do it. And that's what I've done over the years. So even in this conference, I'm going there to support her, to say, these are the women, they need you, and God has called you for such a time as this, and then let's do it. I'm fully behind you, 110%. And this is what she has done. So I'm going there. Yes, I will have my slot, but it's a women's conference. I'm just coming in to bring that piece of a puzzle that is missing there in that conference. But beside that, she is the woman who's called for this. And I'm so grateful that I can serve next to her.
In actual fact, Luko, you know, we always work as a team.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, we have the Men of Hope conference, which is the men's conference, I am there as well. So you find us working together in ministry. And that's one thing that I'm appreciative of and something that affirmed me for who I am and the calling of God upon my life. Because I know when he says amen, I don't care the people there because among us.
But he's spoken.
At least he knows me.
That's
and is well able to believe in me and say, you know what, with all your flaws and everything, I believe, you know, the call of God is upon your life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to amen whatever you're saying because I believe God is speaking through you. So that gives me, you know, the courage to just push on, even when I don't feel
and
like
that
doing
it. And brings a balance. You know, there are things that you'll get from Pindi and from me. This is how God has designed us.
Yeah.
You know, to give us a package. So when we come there together, there are things that she can give to the people.
Yeah.
There are things that I can also give. So it's... We are so grateful.
It's partnership, divine partnership.
Maybe I must actually ask this. How long have you been married?
27 years.
I'm asking because I'm sitting here and I'm as we're having this conversation, I'm picking up how you guys are able to complete each other's sentences.
Yeah, no. 27 years.
Yes.
We've been doing it for a while.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Maybe I must also ask this because I'm realizing that especially with regard to your church ministry as well. How are you guys able to really separate these ministries? And still, because I'm noticing that there's the man's ministry and it stands firmly on its own as much as it's under Hope Ministries International.
Yes.
And I'm picking up that there's a ladies' ministry. And like I was saying, I believe it or not, I do follow you guys like a little bit.
Sure.
And I picked up, I think a couple of months ago, there was a TV program you were on and you were taking the presenter through the school, the radio stations, the everything that you do. I'm finding that you guys have so many ministries under the umbrella of your church, yet they independently stand by themselves.
Yeah.
How are you guys managing to do that as a ministry? I know there's affiliation, but somehow these ministries seem to stand independently. So how are you guys able to do that?
I think it's more in the area of developing leaders.
Mm.
And I'll say, I love using the word sons in the house.
Mm.
You know, we see ourselves as a house or a home with different rooms.
Mm.
You know, so I think that has made us to operate, you know, with love and unity at the same time. I mean, the sons in different rooms, they know that they are independent, but they're still connected
to the
house, you know, and raising them to see a bigger picture, to say we are unleashing you into your place of, you know, of excellence.
Yeah.
Go out there and excel and be the best that you can become for the glory of God. So that is why you see all these ministries and then allowing people to serve in those and then with their skills and capabilities to make a difference in the kingdom. I don't know what.
Yeah, so simply put, we are just releasing, you know, the sons and daughters in the house to say, can you just do that? So without, you know, teamwork, I don't think we'll be doing what we are doing.
Yeah.
So we don't want to take the credit. We have a stronger team that is behind the work that we're doing. And thank God that, you know, they are well able to just do what they're supposed to do diligently.
Yeah.
So, and that is why you see us standing strong and being courageously doing the work of the Lord, because we know, you know, besides us, not even behind us, besides us, we have men women, young men, young women who believe in this vision and who told themselves, you know what, we are going to serve the purposes of God, even within this vision.
They've taken an ownership.
Yeah.
Because we always say, guys, we are here for a season and we're not going to be here for the rest of our lives.
Mm.
And when the Lord remembers us, we don't want to go with things in the grave.
Yeah.
Take ownership now.
Exactly.
While we are here.
Exactly.
And if anything happens,
then we know the work will continue.
That the work will continue.
Phew.
So that is part of our leadership style.
You have a solid team right there. Yeah. Now back to Victorious Women. It's coming up. Tell us exactly. When is it exactly?
From the 16th, actually, it's on a Friday, the 16th and the 17th of August.
August,
yes,
okay.
This year.
What should we expect from it? What are you bringing for us? I understand that you've got Pastor Nomsa. I see you've got Dr. Pearl Coupe. What are we to expect from it this year? What are you bringing?
You know, as much as we... Quite often we gun for new things, you know, things that are new, something profound, something deep. We're going back to the basics.
Yeah.
So we're just saying, you know, you just need to surrender yourself, surrender your life. So we're going back to that point where we're saying yield to God. Because as much as we are saved, and we appreciate that, you know, women, many of those who are coming into this conference are saved. But there's something more that God expects of them. So we are saying, let's just make sure that we give of our all, reserving, you know, withholding nothing, giving our all to Jesus and serving him with everything that we have. So we are charging them to say, you know what, there's much that you can still do for God.
And if I can add on that, because we're praying based on Proverbs 27 verse 7, that says, you know, a honey to somebody who is full, it will never be appreciated.
Okay.
This person is full.
Yeah.
But to the hungry person, whatever, even when you give them bitter food, but because they are hungry, it becomes sweet. So we are saying in this season, we are praying that this conference, it's going to be for those who are hungry. Come hungry so that you receive something supernatural, you know, from God. But most of the time we lose the best of God because we don't even appreciate what God is doing. So we said, let's go back to the basics. Let's give people and then what they need and be hungry for God and you'll see what God will do. So we are really expecting in this conference that the lives of women will never be the same and South Africa will never be the
That's
same.
Right.
Because if you change the lives of women, there's hope for the families.
Loving
the
that
entire nation, you know, for us, I think that's the main thing, my darling.
Now, I was actually laughing listening to that that promo that played before you started. Mina, I'm an Eastern Caper, right?
Yes.
Hey, I still get confused with these Moreleta, Moritili, Morito.
Yes, Moreleta.
Where exactly? I don't want to give people the venue and all of a sudden people go to the wrong place. Where exactly is the conference taking place? And please give us more details on the actual conference.
How I wish I had the address. It's Moreleta. I know
Moreleta.
Quite often we are. It's Moreleta Kerk.
Okay.
So it's a church around... Moraletta is an area
in Pretoria. Yeah,
so
yes.
Yeah, so that the church right there, that's where the venue is.
we decided that because they've got a bigger capacity.
I was about to ask why Pretoria, because I do believe a lot of your locals are actually in the Joburg, that side. Or do you also have some this side?
We do have a campus at Mailing.
Yes, I think yes. I saw that sometime.
So we do have some of our members around this side of Pretoria, and some are even going to Midrand campus, even though they reside around Centurion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do have people around here. But we are targeting not only our members, we are targeting all the girls.
Okay.
You know, if you are a woman, young and old, you know, from age 18 until whatever age, you can come. You can register and come.
It's a bigger space, you know, bigger space for everybody. The parking, it's okay. The place is more safe. So we actually looked at those things. But the main thing is that they've got a bigger capacity because you don't want anybody to be left behind.
Yeah.
So I love that. All right. Before I let you go, because I'm running out of time here, maybe give me details or direct me where I could actually, you know, get more details in terms of how, what is the entrance, what do I do, what do I do, who do I contact?
So what you can do to register, just go to www.hrm.org.za and go to women, and then it will take you to Victorious Women, and when you get there, it will take you to the Cricket, you know, page, and that's where you're going to register. Or you can go to Cricket.
Okay.
Just register from there. Go look for Victorious Women 2024, and then you can register there. And then if you are struggling, then maybe you can call even the office on 011-972-0600, and then they can assist you with the registration process.
976. See, guys, what I was telling you?
0600. What did I say? I didn't even hear myself. Okay, 976-0600. Thank you.
Guys, do you see what I was telling you about? These people are able to pick up like this and complete each other's sentences. Rev and Pastor Matabula, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to bring to our attention before I let you go?
Thank you for what you are doing. This is a great work, and you guys, you stood the test of time for years. We just want to say keep up the good work, and you may never know how far this radio station, you know, has impacted the lives of people. Today we are standing, we are the minister of gospel, because we've been encouraged by you guys. So keep up the good work. And also to say to anybody who is listening out there, never give up. Remember that God is still in control. Things may not sound well right now, but hang in there, keep on trusting, and God will show up in good season in your life. God bless.
Love the sound.
And those who are listening, and I know most of them are part of the church, you know, Christ Jesus says, I will build my church, in the book of Matthew. And no gates of hell shall be able to prevail against it. And I know, you know, some of us, we are despondent, we are discouraged within the church of Jesus, but let's understand that God is up to something. God is at work, and more than, you know, him doing something in our nation, he wants to use us. So if you can just avail ourselves for the use of God, it will just benefit our nation and bless the nation immensely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm truly blessed, I must say. As we head to the news headlines, thank you so much to our ministers.
Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.